So far, what have you established up to this point in time? We know that there's, we know that the Kohen Gadol, let's just make it simple, he would shake, I'm not saying Paskin, but they'll shake the Gorolos, the lotteries, in that box called the Kalpi. And this is all Durabanan. And what's the purpose of it?
To random.
What? To make it random, to remove any bias. Okay, good. Okay. And we also, what else do we know? We also know from yesterday that Hagrala is not what? It's Machlokes, but it doesn't, right, either, even according to Tanakama, it's all, the Hagrala itself is not part of the Avodah. Yeah. He just ties it in by making it tied it to the Achatos. But everyone agrees in and of itself, it's not Avodah, right? And that's going to be a big problem. This act of shaking, what? Read the Gemara. So the Gemara says what? So the Gemara is Lamata Samad Aleph, the second line, start from Amar Rava.
Yeah, so Amar Rava. So Kalpi Shel Eitz Haita.
Okay, so what was the Kalpi made out of? The box. Yeah. And you go to the Macha, when you guys go to Macha Mikdash, you'll see that it's made out of wood. It's like this brown, I don't know what kind of wood it is, but a brown wood box. Okay? You don't want to go there? Oh. All right. To me, all right. What else did Rava say?
Bishel Kol Haita.
All right, so it was not sanctified for use in the Mikdash. Yeah. That, obviously, you guys know the rules, right? In order for a vessel to be used in the base of Mikdash, it has to be sanctified, right? Clear? But I can't use a plate from my house, right, to do things in the base of Mikdash. All right? Okay. Okay, and? And it only fits what?
Two hands.
Good.
Moskva or Ravina? So Ravina challenges. So the size of being two hands is good. Right, so that a person doesn't have the kavana to like choose whichever one he wants.
Good.
Right.
Or if it's smaller, he could choose.
Yeah, because he can. Tell me the reason why. Come on, what we said yesterday. Yeah, because he's got to take one out at a time. That's choosing. The lack of choice means taking both of them out together. I'm not making a choice then.
According to the mother, it doesn't mean that you're not.
He still holds you need two hands, but it's a good raya for that side. Okay, stop. Now, why, what do you call it? Why should it be Kodesh? Okay, why should it be Kodesh? Why? So look at the Ritva, that first Ritva.
So the first Ritva is El Shafol of Nikacha. Here, explain. The whole Asher B'Shav Kodesh.
All right, and take a look at Tosfos Rosh says the same thing, right? Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, my
Nafkamina.
My Nafkamina. Jekli Kodesh, Jekli Kodesh. Kivan de Hagrala, Lava Vodesh.
See, Tosfos Rosh is already starting to get a little upset. He's saying, listen, why would you even assume it should be a Klisharis? Okay, it's not. Now that's the most important line there. It's not avoda. The action of this whole business of shaking up the box and picking up—that's not considered an act of avoda.
The
mikdash.
The koral part is avoda.
No, it's not.
I mean, not avoda. The deraisa.
No, the only thing that the deraisa is to take those two guys and put them on the animals, the two lottery thingies. But the idea of the lottery itself—that's not a deraisa, right? That's not avoda. It's not even part of the avoda. So if that's true, why would you even think it should be clay kodesh? Omar. Right. So the Gemara is laying out, the Rishonim are helping lay out what the argument is. Why should this be Kli Kodesh? Because it's covered mitzvah. There's nothing to define there. I'm saying it's covered mitzvah. That's fairly intuitive. You want to treat this thing in a better way, make it part of the base of Mikdash. Okay? The only problem is what's the mechanism? How are you going to make this part of the base of Mikdash? Right? Okay. So vayta in the Gemara. Right. So okay. So what's the first answer?
If you do this, then you have a cliche, it's a base, and you don't do a voto with
that. Right. So because since he said there was originally made out of wood, so what's the problem? The problem is wooden vessels are not used
as a voto.
Right. As clicheris. What's a clicheris?
Used in the service for the.
Okay. Good. Let's get our terms straight here. A clicheris. Tell me here. A clicheris. So they had certain kalim, certain vessels that were made to like carry blood. Right? Or shovels, right? Those are klisharis. They're never made out of wood. I don't care why. They're not made out of wood.
Okay.
What? Whatever. X. Because the reason X. Okay? But the point is that they're not made out of that, right? So you can't. So this thing was made out of wood, right? But there's no way then to be able to use it in the base of Mikdash, right? Okay. So the Ritva jumps on that, right?
Yeah.
So what does Ritva say? Okay, stop. The way you read it is this, but just to emphasize, is perish lav dafka. What does lav dafka mean? Right. Right, meaning that, of course we don't mean, really, that this thing could be a klisharis, right? It can't be a klisharis. Why can't it be a klisharis?
It's not a klisharis.
What?
It's not used
no, you can't
not,
make it into a klisharis.
It's not used to be a service.
Right, so he says, because normally, how do you make a klisharis? You need one of two ways. Either a mashicha shemen, you anoint it with oil, or you do avoda with it. But what's the problem here, right? A v'hacha. Right, the agra lav avoda here. But here, right, there's no method to make this thing kodesh. All right? All right, so I can sneak out of that. Either I can argue that it's because the avoda, even though, since it's not avoda, just because you make a mashiach, it's not going to help, was an easier way out of it. In times of the second base of Mikdash, there was no mashiach HaShemen, right? You guys, everyone knows that, right, historically? I don't know, but I'm just saying it's an easy way out of it.
So they
used avoda.
So by the next Hanukkah, they lost
their No. Oh, I'm sorry. See, he's making a very good point. The Ritva's saying, like, listen, man, you can't do this. There's no method to make this thing klisharis, right? And the action, this lottery business, is not a voda. So how do you make this thing kodesh? So he says...
Can you just designate something and therefore make it kodesh?
What?
Can you just designate something and make it kodesh?
But the problem is you have to use a voda to make it kodesh. What's the avoda here? There is no avoda. Hagra is not avoda.
No.
What? That's not avoda. That's a problem. You're stuck. Everyone loves that line. I like that line too. I love that line. Hold on. You'll see the last line. When I read it, I said to my chavrusa, you got to be kidding me. What does that mean? Okay, go on. Let's get to that though.
Why not? We know that the part of choosing is part of the avoda. So why not just say, oh, since we're using it connected to that, it's part of the avoda.
What do you mean? No, choose it. That's avoda. Let's say that's part of the avoda. But everything before that, the kalpi and everything that takes place in it is not avoda.
I mean, you draw from it.
No, no, it's not. It's not part of the avoda. It's not part of avoda. Not avoda. It's that is yes. That's part of the avoda. Right. When you say the sham forest, it's part of the avoda. But that's because. But at that point, you know which animal is going to be Lashem. Yeah.
Wait, can we define avoda? Because I feel like this is something that...
All right, so what does he say? So he says, so what's the problem? But what could you do? Maybe you'll take this kli and do what with it?
You use it for your blood.
Right, let's say a guy starts using it. What's going to happen? Yeah. So then people are going to say, the e mekachim lei. If you did make this kli kodesh, right, what would happen? All right, now what does he mean if you made this kli kodesh? Spell it out for me. What do you mean by that? What does the guy do?
He takes it and uses it for his
Let's do that. One second. But let's forget the fact that it's made out of wood. Let's play out a scenario. Let's say a guy built a box, right? He didn't call it a kalpi yet, but he built a box.
Right.
And then he uses it for...
Ashes.
And then he uses it for what afterwards?
Kalpi.
Okay? Think about that scenario for a second. He uses the box... For like, let's say, ashes or whatever, blood, whatever it is. And then he washes it out. Hold on, he washes it out and then wants to use it for the kalpi. Okay? So now what's the problem? What they're going to say is, if you swear in shicholin shtamish bo, davar shisar klisharis, that's the problem. The kalpi can't be used for that. Kigon, the kadash bo mincho, kiyotze bo. We don't want this doesn't mean, forget the fact it's wood. We can't take the kalpi and make it part of the klisharis system. We can't have that happen. It's not made for that. It can't be used that way. And that's not what he's saying, though. He's saying the problem is that you're gonna create confusion. We can't have this kalpi enter into the normative klisharis yuchas system. That can't happen. Okay. So he says, "Vana kaimalan the klisharis eis lo avdinan v'chein beishu betosos." Now comes the line you guys all been repeating like 1,000 times. V'nachon
the
kavan.
Lekacha.
Very funny, right? What does that mean? So, what does it mean? What is he saying? What does that mean?
So he's saying that the usage of the kalpe as the lottery is its avoda in order to be mekadosh.
So mimanavshach, and he's stuck. Because on the one end, he seems to be saying, you can't make this kodesh, right? It lacks the means of becoming kadosh. But now he's saying here that what?
Those means aren't good enough.
There is a way to make it kadosh.
So,
It has it through its own avoda. Implying, now this is the part that's kind of like a quantum-ish. Think about this for a second. If I do the Maisa Hagrala, what's the status of the Kalpi?
Kadosh.
No, it's whole when you do it. And then after you do it, it's good.
Is it? But that's not what Rava says. Rava says it's a Kol Kli.
When you start
saying the way you use it is that when you use it.
So you're saying it's really Kodesh?
Yeah, I think he just used Kol in terms of the cliché.
Okay. So now there's a. Okay. Yeah. What does that mean?
It means that while you're.
Right, so what should you do instead? Yeah. What? Yeah, what does he say? He says. Right, so you don't have to make it out of eights. Make it out of gold and silver. Oh, so what does Gemara say?
It says, a Torah chasa al mamonam choysa.
Rashi.
Shenamar. Vitziva koin u panu et...
Pinu esabayis, right?
Ama chasa Torah al...
So, no, ama chasa Torah, question mark. What was the Torah concerned about? Al pachin shokle cheres. Like, the Torah is concerned about basically, like the little these little tiny earthenware vessels, right? So if they're worried about Jews paying up for little tiny, you know, little whatever you want to call them, like little earthenware vessels, kal v'chomer, kesef azov, right? Okay, and look what what does the Riffa say? He expands in this tremendously. Kuli Hai. Reason number one. Now, again, look at the game he's playing. He's saying, right, it's not right. It's not really avoda. It's kind of avoda. It's incomplete avoda. Okay. The Eino Ela Pamachas. So for those three reasons, right? All right, but so that is excluding the Gros. So what do we see? What's the upshot? So why don't we make the Jews pay up to make a nice silver or gold Kalpi? Because you're right, because it's basically, I'm going to say this, basically the Kalpi stinks in comparison to the other Kalim. It's like a lame Oakley. That's what he's basically saying, right? Once a year, Darbanan, and what's the other thing? It's not even real Avoda. Put it all together, you got like basically like this weak Kli. Who cares? Right, who cares about once a year? Why should I matter? Why should I matter?
We never use the
RM. All right, so what do we do? What do we do now?
During war times.
What? Those are Rush adds what?
Right?
There's no voda here. Okay? So he says a similar answer. Right? If you made it from
the money of the
good. You swarm olam. See that, Ellie? The people. We're worried about the people. Right? They're going to say, Shehu Kli Sharis Gomor. V'yichol Nekadosh B'Mincha. They're going to look at that Kli and say, this thing is a Kli Sharis Gomor. We can't have that happen. What's going on here? I ask you. What is going on here?
Are we talking about the people who are there for the lottery?
No. People in general.
People.
Yeah, they're going to say, oh, look at that Kli.
Oh.
Let's say they're going to see the lottery happen.
No, they don't have to see that. They're going to say, it doesn't mean you're actually seeing the lottery happen. It's projecting an image of an improper image. Because what are people going to say?
Oh, that's really good.
Don't you know that's what people talk about all the time?
Of course.
Like around the water cooler in the office. That's all they talk about is, did you know that they're used as compi for, what do you call it, for the holding blood also?
No.
Unbelievable.
Okay, wait.
Say it again, Svi.
Each plea has a consequence. We don't say, oh, someone's going to use the
what? No, but you're wrong. But you're kind of right. But you're wrong. But how about you said that? You open up the right door. It's just the wrong. You're making a false assumption. But he just, what did he say? He said every clear. It's his own function. So why do people make this mistake? Right? You know, it's always good sometimes when you stumble into a svara and... Right. But I'm saying, but your intuition is in the right area. You just have it reversed. We'll see.
He had his own function.
Now this guy's a smart guy, right? Okay. So how do you define this? I ask you, how do we define this now? What's the first step we have to make? Now we have all the information. What's the first step, Josh? What's the first step we take here?
The questions.
We know the questions are right. Okay, what are the questions? Let's list the questions.
What does the Ritva mean that it's own?
That's a good question. What is he saying when he says it is its own avoda? But at the same time, I'll add to that. You see, he's not in 100%. Because he doesn't really believe it's Zonavoda, because what did he say afterwards? He says, yeah, but Chatzivoda, whatever, right, whatever that means. Okay, so that's one set of questions. What else?
What does it mean that the Jews don't pay for, don't spend that much money on?
Well, he explains what that means. Like, what's his explanation?
No, yeah, I got his explanation.
Okay.
What do you mean he explained? What's Rashi's
comment? His Rashi's setting up why this would be chas mamon. That's different. The Rif is saying, the Rif is actually giving you what the specific chas mamon here is.
What was the specific?
He's saying the three reasons. Why won't we charge the Jews? Why do we want the Jews to pay up? Because of these three reasons. They only pay up for the good stuff. You know what I mean? Not for this.
Hey, this is actually.
So what's going on here? It's just like a very funny. This whole thing is very, very funny. You got to make a move. You got to make a move. You got to take a step. You got to be courageous, Ellie. And step right towards that edge there and make an assumption. Major concern. He says like this. He says, what's going to happen? Why? 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 So let's look at Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's take a step back. I want you guys to listen to me, Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's start.
Shovels.
Okay, shovels. Okay.
The blood collectors.
Okay. Mizbeach. What else? What? Not really a separate clay, but okay. Aron. The Aron. What? Forget the Raisa. He doesn't say that. What? What?
Menorah.
Okay, fine. So what's that saying? So good. Very good. I'm happy you guys know some Kalim. Hold on. So what? Let's look at these Kalim for a second. You have menorah, okay? Mizbeach, shovels, right? Plural, right? Let's say cups, you know, vessels, pitchers, right? What? Let me. What if?
Oh dear Lord.
I'm going to list to you two sets of Kalim. I'm going to list to you mizbeach, menorah, shulchan. On this Aron, on this side, and then over here I'm going to use the kaf or spoons, machtos, shovels, and vessels. Okay, if you look at those two, how would you categorize them? What makes them different?
The kalim that you do the service on.
One is
helps
like
the
tools.
Service.
That's
really cool. Okay. Good. Okay. Let's keep going with that. No, let's get more halachic. You're right. So one, that's true. You're making a good distinction. Let's keep going. Now we're talking. Okay. So now we're talking. You can't call menorah klisharis. Why not? One function. Its function is to be menorah-ish. Right? Whatever the function of menorah is, it is it. No. Tell him why he's wrong.
Whatever, and
you could shovel multiple things.
You always shovel.
I understand, but it's got multiple utilities. So too, like these vessels. This cup can hold what? Dam?
Okay.
Or what else?
Mizbeach has so many utilities.
No, mizbeach is not. Right, it's there for korbanos, though. Its function is for korbanos. As
for
one,
korbanos. Okay.
That's a that's a unique utility. And I go even further than that.
Or they could be used for other stuff.
Right, I'll go even further. It's not just that. That each kli, like that, those kalim here, let's say menorah, have a specific utility. But I go even further than that. When you see it in the very surah itself, it has a specific thing. When you look at a shulchan, right? You know, everyone knows what the shulchan look like.
Yes.
Like rows.
Yeah.
That's made for storage of bread. It's clear.
Okay,
it's nicker. One second. But all you could just let me finish. All you could say about the kalim, like the kli sharis, is what they hold things. You don't know what things they hold things. There's nothing. They're generic. In fact. You could. That's why I made a joke before. You go to the back. You go to the storeroom in the back of the Beis HaMikdash. You know what you're going to find in there?
A lot of
generic kalim. You know what I mean? Like different size pitchers and shovels and stuff like that. Right? You're not going to find that by a menorah. There's one menorah. One menorah. There's one mizbeach, so to speak. One aron. All right. Why am I saying that?
I was going to put them in separate categories.
So why am I saying that?
Because the kalpi also only has one function.
No. Ah, exactly. In other words, the problem with the kalpi is that what's a kalpi? It's just an empty box, man. That's all it is. It's no different than
a jar.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. Hey, here you go. Okay. Of course, a wise guy could say write kalpi on it, but that's whatever. That's childish. Yeah. The point though is that it so far as its sewer is concerned, what does it look like? Like every other kli.
The jars that held the oils weren't.
They didn't have fixed designs. They were generic.
They weren't klisharis.
They were klisharis, but they're generic. It doesn't matter. I can go to a home center and whatever. I'm not saying I'm being facetious, but I go to Home Depot. I pick up 10 pitchers, right, and bring them into use in the mikdash. But the mizbeach has to be a very specific thing, and the menorah is a very specific thing. You can't be off by anything. But klisharis, because they're generic by nature, they have multiple utilities. So what does a kalpi look like? It looks exactly like a kli. So that's the problem. The problem is that the kalpi should have been what, based on its structure. A klisharis. Okay, I want to make a point, you guys, before
I
get back to this.
Klisharis and kli are the same.
So now, what do we say here? Okay, so think about it. So now, the Ritva is making a good point. He's saying if you use this thing if you put this into the normal stream of Mikdash Avoda, what's going to happen? Exactly. It has all the trappings of Klisharis. So, but you see what he says at the end there. What's he really telling you?
That still has Kedusha.
Why? Bias. Ah. So that's what you're going to have to say.
That's why it says one function.
Right. You're going to have to, okay, but before we get to how he knocks that down a little bit, the only thing you're going to be able to say is that, what is it? This is why this Ritva segues to the next one. You have to say it has a unique function. Even though structurally, it is a klisharis, right? But functionally, Chazal created it, imbued it with only one function. They took an object that for all intents and purposes is really a generic use object and gave it a specific function. That's the problem. So that's what he means, zuhi avodaso ukedushas, and that's mekadeshit, because it only has one function. What's the only function of the copy? To hold gorelos. That's it. But you have to appreciate what the conceptual problem here is. They created a kli that whose very design is generic, right? It's a generic design, right? But they gave it a specific function. That's the issue. That's the conceptual issue here. Right?
Okay.
Oh.
That's the answer to Gemara's answer.
Oh, I'm saying, so before you mean chas mamon?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. But is that clear? Is that point clear? Right? Okay. Hold on. So now, what does the Ritva do now? The Ritva gives how many answers? How many justifications?
Three.
So obviously, this isn't an inami. It's not that each one needs to be defined.
Right.
He's trying to pound down like as much as possible, like to show you that this kli. What? No, I don't say that. But it's like a very, like, it's true, it has a unique avoda, right? But at the same time, don't go so far as to say that this thing really is like a true kli bias. Why not?
Where did it get Kedusha from?
It's avoda. It's own avoda. I know the Maisa Hagrela is not avoda, but what he's saying is that once I use this kli for its own specific usage, which is to be goral-ish, then it becomes. He's saying then it should be a kli kodesh, but he doesn't want to commit to that
because we can't make our own avoda.
What do you mean? Then he would have said that. He gives three reasons. The three reasons are there to basically. Again, I won't use Ellie's word, but to basically make it as to show that this would never be considered a Klei Kodesh, even though it's on a Avodah.
One of his answers isn't really an answer to bias.
We know the Gemara's conclusion is, let's work with the facts. We know at the end of the day, this is not going to become a Klei Kodesh, right? A pure Klei Kodesh. Well, no. What it means, we still know it's Chol. No, different way. At this point in the Gemara, before the Gemara makes the move of Chas Mamon, right, what have we established? We've established that this thing should be what?
A
Klei Bias, right? And therefore, what should you, in order for your kli bias, what should it be built out of? Gold and silver, right?
Why?
Most of them are very nice. They have gold on top of it. You know what I mean? There's always gold.
It's not a problem that's made out of wood if it's a kli bias, right?
Correct.
So then maybe it's like, yeah, why would you spend extra money when it could be made out of wood?
No, I understand that. But they're going to say it came made out of wood because it'll be confused with other klisharis.
What?
It came made out of wood. We're not going to make it out of wood.
Why not?
I'm not giving the answer away yet, but it's true. We'll say that what? That this kli really, it should be. But for some reason, the Ritva is saying, for these three reasons, which together equal not such a good kli, we don't want to make the Jews. So what is it about the, what is he really trying to tell you? What is it about the kli? Why don't we want this to be kli bias? That's what I really want to get across. We don't want it to have Kedusha. That's the point I'm trying to get across to you guys. We don't want to. Why? Why? Why don't we want this to be a Klei Kodesh? Right.
It's not full of
Oda. So you take them together, and that equals.
Yeah,
you know,
so don't get that. It's not full of.
So I'll ask you this, okay? I said you mean like this part? This is okay. So what's the function? In other words, what's the function of this Klei? Let's get into the Ritva's mind now. The Ritva said, avoda, Zuhi Avodasa, right? But what is its function?
To hold the stuff.
No. You're right. That's its utility. I want to know what drove Chazal to create this. What? Right. To eliminate bias. Right. To remove bias. No, not bias.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I ask you now, Why should this not be a Kli Kodesh?
Well, there's no problem with it.
But that's, you're right. That's why it's Derbanan. More than that. But so right. But that's one of his three answers. But you see, he's, like I said before, he's trying to knock it down completely. Why?
I don't see a problem with my answer.
What was your answer again? Sorry.
When it turns into a voda, there's a certain relationship that a person has to the thing, and that's what we're trying to get rid of.
No, I know. I hear that. I have a different approach. I hear that. Not that different, but but you're going on a good path, all right? So I just want to say like this, not because we're going to run out of time. I want to say like this. It's like this. It's that, you see, normally, what's a Kli, in other words, why do the Jews want to give money to the to these objects?
They have mitzvahs around them.
Right, okay, good. So, yes. What Chaim's saying is right. In other words, you're right. That's basically the point. The point is that this only exists. What are Chazal trying to do? They're trying to objectify a certain system of girl here to remove bias. But that's not the objective of a Kli bias. Right, Kli bias is a positive. It's an enhancement. It's something positive, right? This is simply to remove a potential bias, a negative, right? A bad thing. That the Kohen Gadol is biased, right? Right, but I think that's why he's saying ultimately why it can't be a Kodesh. He's saying, since the very... See, I know you're ready. Since the... What? No! It's really the same question. Baruch Shekivanta. I said, no, that's what the Parochus is for. The Parochus is not just there. Parochus is delineate two Mekamos. Tell you the Kodesh Kodesh is here and the Kodesh is here. That's what its function is. That's part of it, right? But it has other. In fact, I prove it to you. The parochus is beautiful. It wasn't simply like a drab curtain. It was a very beautiful design. There's a certain aesthetic beauty to it, right? It's not just there. No, it's also there. It's also there to tell you there's a divide between A and B, right? But this is not this. You know why Chazal created this? Because of a mess up. I'm saying, but that's not.
Okay, but to create a divide between A and B, but why to create a divide between A and B?
But and also that's also because of God, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu set that up. He said, because you can't go to the Kodesh Kodesh. But here the problem is that no, here it's much different. Here the problem is that no. There's an intrinsic bias that exists, and the Chazal aren't making. They're not making this Kli bias, and I don't even know if the Parochus are really Kli bias. I mean, they're not making this Kli to enhance. To like create a positive idea, they should be trying to remove something. It's a negative. They're trying to say, listen, there's a potential negative. We don't want this negative to exist. So I'm saying, so I think what the Riff is saying is that he's not saying, you can't get fixated on each specific one. He's saying, when you put it together, a good example is the Pamachas. What was that? You said Pamachas. Why Pamachas? Pamachas shows that it's not an important Kli. It's like he's saying no matter what's used once a year, it has no integral part in the Avodas of Mikdash. But why? I'm saying because of what drove them to make it. The rationale for making this thing is because, what do you call it? Because it's a prevention of a distortion. That's not a Kli bias. What Kli bias has that idea of preventing a distortion?
The reason I don't want it is that I...